The Bible makes it clear that we are each responsible for five things. Each one of us, as Christians, will be held responsible for every word, every deed, every attitude, every motive, and every thought. If we're to know victory in our Christian lives, then we need to understand that not every thought that comes into our mind is our own. In Matthew 16, Jesus asks his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They answered, "Some say John the Baptist, or one of the prophets." Jesus said, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Now, what's Jesus saying here? He's telling us that Peter's understanding of the true identity of Christ was a direct revelation from God the Father. These were not Peter's own thoughts. They were thoughts that were placed there by God himself. But just a few verses later in this same conversation, Jesus explains that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer and be killed. And then in verse 22 it says that Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Now where did Peter get that thought from? Verse 23 makes that very clear. Jesus turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." In this same conversation, Peter had two thoughts, and neither of them were his own. He had a wonderful thought that was placed there by God, but he also had a thought that was placed there in his mind by the enemy, and he never realized it. Not every thought that comes into our mind is our own. That's why Paul says we are to take every thought captive. We are responsible for the thoughts that we dwell on and the thoughts that we choose to believe. When we believe the lies of the enemy, he is able to place us in bondage. But Jesus says the truth will set us free. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.